But if you know me and you know this show, you should. I love the NHL. And I love the NHL this time of year. And I'll tell you what else. I love this dude. This dude's great. We start hour number two. Telephone number is toll free. I've got that beef segment. I know a lot of you want that because a lot of you have beef, no matter what's going on. The beef segment's top of hour number three. If you want to start setting it up, hit me right now. 1-800-636-8686. We are joined right now, though, first and foremost, by somebody who is a host for the NHL Network. In fact, for every game, NHL Network is airing live pre- and post-game coverage on NHL Now and NHL Tonight. And you can watch my guest, Tony, on the post game following tonight's game four between the Knights and the Stars, a potential elimination game. Of course, I'm talking about somebody who famously served as well as the UCLA basketball team manager back in the day. Tony Loughman is my guest. Dude, it has been a minute. Tony, what's going on? How you living?
I am so thrilled to be on with you. The love is mutual. You Hall of Famer. I brag about you all the time, and I'm constantly telling stories. I'm ecstatic to be with you.
My man, this is why you're the best. You have never changed. You have come up. You are dominating. You're at the top of your profession, and you are the same guy you have always been. I always, always respect that about you, Tony. It's great to have you back. The energy is the same. All right, so let me ask you about the Panthers. They were at the bottom of the division for much of the regular season. Now they're in the Stanley Cup final. Question is, how the hell did they get here?
I think two words sum it up. Matthew Tkachuk. He's the brave heart of his era, minus the face paint. He's John Rambo. Nothing is over. Richard Crenna, highly underrated in that film. The bottom line is, they're not a Cinderella. Their regular season was not anything like you'd expect it to be. But he's had three game-winning goals in the Eastern Conference Final. He was a Hart finalist during what was a turbulent year. But to put in perspective what he's done and what they've done in the playoffs, they were down to Boston 3-1, best regular season anyone's ever seen, and they finished 43 points behind Boston. Then they come back, win three straight. Then they win 4 or 5 against Toronto. Then they sweep Carolina, first time in franchise history they've ever done that. So they're 11-1 in their last 12 playoff games. This team is for real. The kitty cats are fierce, Rome.
Tony Loughman joining us. Tony, I was talking about him in the open, and I cited many of the similar stats that you just did. And he is a polarizing guy now, Chucky. You love him or you hate him. I love the guy so much. I love him. I love his dad. I love that family. What has he meant to the team since coming over from Calgary? And is he a different player now than he was then? Or is this who he's always been?
It's a great question. And he means everything to that team. What they say, and I love when we cover the draft. It's a huge moment in the young lives of these players. And for many of them, unfortunately, that's as far as it goes. But with Matthew Tkachuk, you knew, and you mentioned his dad, you can't run away from the DNA. We always talk about guys that drag others into the fight, and to draw the parallel to basketball, which I know there are more mainstream basketball fans than hockey fans. He's got that Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Michael Jordan quality where he makes the guys around him better. And not just better, but tougher, more fierce, more competitive, more willing to agitate. I loved your question about, has he always been this way? I think the answer is yes. I go back to watching him in the World Juniors help Team USA win bronze, and he's always had this swag about him. Before we even started using the word swag, Tkachuk Cheese had it, and he is just spectacular to watch. This is the brightest lights. These are the biggest stages that these players can be on, and he's flourishing. And it's not a surprise because he's wired that way.
Tony Loughman joining us, not to be the old head, but his dad was the same way. His dad was always the toughest guy on the ice, but also not just tough, tough with tremendous skill, great in the room, great leader, lead from the front. Hey, when it's all said and done, do you think that the kid might ultimately be better than the old man?
I do, and I would say that with all due respect to the man they call Big Walt. Keith Tkachuk was the first American to lead the NHL in goal scoring. You know that, and you're well-versed on the history of the league. What's different about Matthew is that he is leading a team. He's a Hart Trophy finalist. And to put in perspective how many Americans have won that, it's two. The league has been around over 100 years. And Connor McDavid's going to win it this year, and he deserves to win it by a mile. He's like Usain Bolt. He's in his own stratosphere. But for Matthew, an American-born player, to have the kind of – I mean, they beat Toronto in round two – Toronto's like the New York Yankees of the NHL. They have every resource. They have every possible advantage you could have. And they beat them 4-1. They finished 19 points behind Toronto during the regular season. They are not that team. They're not the team that struggled mightily and had to go 6-1-1 in their last eight. They're the best team in hockey right now, and I defy anybody to disagree with that. I don't think you can look at what they've done and think any other team is as hot or as good as they are right now.
Tony Loughman joining us. There's always that question, right? When you get to this time of year, who is the team to beat? The best team or the hottest team? And if they're both those things, they're going to be awfully tough to beat. What about Vegas? Go to the other side. Vegas is looking to join Florida in the final by finishing off the Stars tonight. Dallas, Tony, is not going to have captain Jamie Benn, who was hit with that 2-game suspension for cross-checking Mark Stone in Game 3. What do you make of that particular play? And in your opinion, does that punishment fit that crime?
The punishment fits the crime. I always salute the Department of Player Safety. They do a really good job of protecting the integrity of the game and the players. And Jamie Benn said it himself, that emotions run high. He's a really good captain that had a really bad moment. And unfortunately, there's never been in this round of the Stanley Cup playoffs a team that's come from down 3-0. It's 46-0. I don't think Dallas has what it takes to pull off the reverse sweep. But what I do want to make sure that I make mention of is celebrating what this would mean for Vegas. This is season 6. This would be the second time they reached the Stanley Cup final in the first 6 seasons. I can make radios turn off in Tampa by mentioning that the Buccaneers lost their first 26 games in the NHL, in the NFL, rather. In the NHL, what the Vegas Golden Knights have done is extraordinary. They're an expansion team. They've gone to the Stanley Cup playoffs 5 out of 6 years. Their owner, Bill Foley, said they'd win a cup in their first 6 years, and here they are. To put it in perspective, Rome, you have to look at the Edmonton Oilers. They went to the finals 3 of their first 6 years of existence, but they had Gretzky and Messier and Hall of Famers. What Vegas is doing is extraordinary, just truly sensational.
Oh, I can't get enough of it. They're one of my favorite topics. In fact, I said it, Tony, on the show yesterday. They're one of the most intriguing, fascinating franchises in any sport to me. In fact, I spoke to their GM, Kelly McCrimmon, yesterday. We talked about a number of things, Tony. We talked about Jack Eichel, and I said that nobody ever doubted his talent. He was the number 2 pick overall. We all know this, but there were questions about his health, maybe even how he might fit in with Vegas. There aren't any questions anymore about this dude. How has he looked to you since arriving in Vegas, and what has he meant to that team and franchise?
So huge. You're on it. You're always on it, and that's why you're a Hall of Famer. But let's not digress. Jack Eichel is...
Oh, no, we can digress. We can talk more about me. Go ahead and digress. Just kidding. Go ahead, dude.
Jack Eichel is a formidable talent, and I think he got caught up in a situation that a lot of players get caught up in. You mentioned my history as a UCLA basketball manager. One thing I think about all the time is fit. If Ed O'Bannon, the Toronto Raptors were chanting, "We want Ed, we want Ed." At 6, Isaiah Thomas picked Damon Stoudemire, and he had a hell of a rookie year. Ed got picked 9th by the New Jersey Nets. Jack went 2nd, as you mentioned, but he went to a Buffalo Sabres team that right now is in the midst of the longest postseason drought that they've ever had, that any team in the NHL or any of the 4 major leagues is having. But the Pegulas are doing everything to get that thing pointed back in the right direction, and they're going to be back in the playoffs soon. Jack was a key player there. He was the franchise guy. Since getting to Vegas, he gets to be a part of the solution. He's not expected to do everything, although in this spring he has done everything. I'm amazed by the way he skates because he's pretty much upright. I call him 6 o'clock because on an analog watch, that's what he looks like. But he goes so fast because the other guys are skating as hard as they can. He's a really special talent, American-born kid, and very easy to root for. I'm happy for him because this is his first playoffs. And as you mentioned, the 2015 draft, that's a long way back. And there's no shame in going 2nd to Connor McDavid. That guy's special to a degree that there's only probably a handful of guys you'd mention in the same breath by the time 97's career is over.
Tony Loughman joining us. The big head and I always talk about fit. Like for every sport, every team, fit is so important. You can't pick where you're drafted. Fit is everything. So barring a historic comeback by the Stars, we're going to get Florida and Vegas in the Stanley Cup final. Styles do make fights. How do you see that potential matchup? Who would you take if it plays out like that?
I would take because of what we discussed earlier, these Florida Panthers, because of what you said, not just the team that's playing the best at the end of the year, but the hottest. And so their level of confidence, when the Prince of Wales trophy is presented, some teams are superstitious and they won't touch it, and the captain goes over to receive it. Their whole team skated over, and it wasn't surprising. Everybody was touching, and it wasn't surprising. The trophy is just another notch in their belt. They are, to take nothing away from Vegas, because I think they're a tremendous team, but they don't have what this Florida Panthers team has right now. It's that it quality. It's that special sort of, if we remember back to that incredible Patriots team that went undefeated and then lost in the Super Bowl to the Giants, the Giants didn't have to do anything after that. They won that game, and they go off into history, and it's amazing for Coughlin and all of them, Michael Strahan. This team pulled off an historic upset in the first round, and since then they've lost once. So they stay hungry. They stay focused. I just can't see in a best-of-seven series them losing, even though they won't have home ice advantage. I'm all in on the Kitty Cats. They're not just, I think, this year's best team. They're one of the best teams I've seen in recent memory.
Tony Loughman joining us. Tony, one last thought. We always talk about you famously being the team manager of the UCLA basketball team, and not for any irony. I know you love that time. I know that you might even argue that you may not be where you are without that time. When you mentioned Ed O'Bannon the way you did earlier in this conversation, is it because it was in the context of what we were talking about, or might that have been your favorite Bruin?
He is my favorite Bruin of my lifetime, Jackie Robinson, obviously, of all time. But I think about Ed all the time. If you see the movie Air, he's mentioned in it at the end. And what he's done for college athletes going forward is truly the stuff of pioneering. And Kurt Flood didn't get the love he deserved at his time, and Ed has not gotten the love. He should be an assistant coach at O'Bannon in college basketball or a head coach, but he's been marginalized. And I think that's a real shame. He is a brother to me, and I love him with all my heart. And I really think that if he'd gotten a different fit, things could have come out entirely differently. Or if he doesn't blow out his knee, then he's in Grant Hill's class. You know, when they played the McDonald's All-American game, it was back and forth between those two guys. He would have been a heck of a running rebel, and he would have made tens of millions of dollars. Bottom line, I love me some Ed O'Bannon.
Yeah, you saw it up close, and I remember very distinctly when Ed was in college, he was an incredible, incredible college player, an incredible leader, and he wanted to be that guy, and he carried himself with class and dignity. I mean, he was the guy. Leave me with this thought. I mean, he might be your guy. Who else really resonated with you? Who were some of your favorite guys from that time?
Tim Duncan. At the time, I was a USA basketball manager, and it was my chance to represent our country. I was so proud. And he was going into his senior year, and we played the 96 Olympic team, and that was called Dream Team 3. They had Shaq, they had Akeem Olajuwon, and they had David Robinson. So they had 3 7-footers that are all among the best ever play in the NBA. Duncan was never intimidated. He's the best at movie quotes of any athlete I've ever been around, and he's just a really down-to-earth, likable guy who worked really hard on his game. So I wasn't surprised that he had the success he had, but I wish more people knew, because the one thing you hear again and again about him is that, you know, Mr. Fundamental and this and that, he just doesn't show it. But the guy's got an amazing personality, and he's a great teammate to go along with all the prowess as a basketball player.
It's really true. You would never know that about him based on what you see publicly, but those inside and those who spend time with him would say that like you just did. I want to remind you, for every game, NHL Network is airing live pre- and post-game coverage on NHL Now and NHL Tonight. You can watch Tony Loughman on the post-game show following tonight's Game 4 between the Knights and the Stars. Tony, great to run you down. I do love you, man. Great to have you back. Good job.
The love is so mutual. I'm so proud of everything you've done, and I'm honored to be a part of your broadcasting tree.
You too, dude. Mutual respect. You've done an amazing job, Tony. I'm really proud of you. Tony Loughman joining us. Tony came on The Daily Show and JRIB back in the day when he was just starting, and came in like a pro with that same energy, that same enthusiasm. It's one thing to have that when you're coming up, but to make it, to get a national platform, to get that opportunity, make the most of it, and still be that guy. I'm not saying he hasn't changed. We all change. We all evolve. But to have that same mindset, that same enthusiasm, that same gratitude, that same appreciation, to still be a hell of a good guy is awesome. One of my favorite dudes. And it means a lot to me that he just said, I'm proud to be a part of the Rome tree.